Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can also check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is Robert Griffin III, former Washington quarterback. Now you can watch him on ESPN. And during the break, Jason was asking, is he going to be out there at the Super Bowl covering the Super Bowl? Will you be traveling?
Yes, guys, I will be traveling. I'm actually traveling now to go to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, wow.
A little Pro Bowl action, a lot of Super Bowl action. It's going to be a fun couple weeks.
So you'll be hanging out in Vegas for how long? How long in Vegas?
Well, guys, when your wife just gave birth,
congratulations
to your
by
fourth
the way.
Daughter.
Congrats. Yeah, congrats.
Appreciate that. You spend as little time in Vegas as you possibly can.
So probably smart.
I am going to Vegas today. I will be back home tomorrow, and then heading back out to Vegas for the game on Sunday.
Wow. So, not to get too personal, you have four daughters, right? You have no sons.
No sons, four daughters. I'm a girl.
Are you going to keep cranking it out until you get a son, or are you just happy with four daughters? I mean, it's personal, you don't have to answer. Just curious.
No. Listen, personally, I'm happy. I'm happy with four healthy, beautiful daughters, and my wife's been amazing. It's really, that's her decision. I don't know if we want to put a basketball team out there, and I think that's more so what's holding us back right now. But we're just enjoying raising our newborn baby, Gia. And enjoying that process and just letting that decision come later down the road.
Start those college funds, RG. Start those college funds, my friend.
Oh, they've been started. Trust that.
Good man. Good.
Well, they've got genes. They might be scholarship.
I'm sure.
Scholarship bound.
Sure, a couple of them will be. But
by the way, RG3 delivered by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. If you're planning an upcoming move, either locally or out of state, do what Grant, Danny, Drab T-shirt, and your boy JP did. Call Metropolitan Moving and Storage at 301-279-0090. I wanted to just give you an opportunity to talk about something that you tweeted. This is the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks under center. What do you make of it?
Yeah, no, it's. I think it's significant, and it's not just because they're black quarterbacks, right? This is significant, in my opinion, because it represents what the new prototypical NFL quarterback is. You know, I had a chance to talk to Jalen Hurts earlier this year, and he said that he's not a dual threat, he's a triple threat. And I knew what he meant, but a lot of people didn't. You know, he's saying that as a quarterback, we always talk about guys that can get it done with their arm or guys that get it done with their legs. But what about the guys that get it done with their arms, their legs, and their brain? And I think that's what you're seeing with Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. And they're not the first ones. There's guys before them. You know, the guys like Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, Warren Moon. You know, we talk about Doug Williams. All these quarterbacks paved the way for guys like myself and guys that are doing it at the highest level like Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts because they were the outliers. They're the ones that people doubted. You know, Warren Moon had to go to a different league before he was even accepted into the NFL. So because of the sacrifice that those guys put in, guys like Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts are now getting to thrive, and they're becoming no longer the outlier. They are the standard. You look at the top quarterbacks in the league, including Joe Burrow. You know, they use their legs. They're athletic. Josh Allen. All these guys that are coming into the league now, these molds, the Bryce Youngs, the Will Levises, even C.J. Stroud showed you that he can use his legs there in the playoffs, the college football playoffs. So this is what the new standard is, and I'm excited because so many more quarterbacks are to get opportunities, whereas in the past, guys were getting moved by position, whether it be a wide receiver or a DB. And a lot of that was because they were so athletic, and there was a negative stereotype that quarterbacks that were athletic and just so happened to be black as well couldn't get it done mentally. I'm very happy and proud that that stigmatism is being, and that racism or stereotype is being overcome at the highest level, and that's what these two guys in the Super Bowl represent.
Looking back at that NFC Championship game, all right, if you looked at just the score, you'd be like, oh, okay, the Eagles' offense did a lot. But they started one drive on the 13. They took advantage of turnovers. And maybe they didn't have to, but I wasn't overly impressed with the offense. They are facing the Niners' defense, which is great. What was your takeaway from the Eagles when you looked at that offense?
Yeah, let's be real. The Eagles' offense struggled to consistently make plays through the air. Now, it can also speak to their dominance, right? They have the best offense and defensive line in all of football. They proved that. When they started to struggle a little bit throwing the ball, they leaned on the running game. And, you know, how you score points, you know, listen, we saw the Los Angeles Chargers go up 27-0 and then lose that lead because they couldn't run the football. So where you get the ball and the positioning in which you get the ball and how you score, how often you score, that's just part of the game. But I was encouraged because I felt like Jalen didn't throw the ball as well and didn't look as comfortable in the passing game, and yet he still found a way to lead his team to victory. So I think he's going to go back, look at that over the course of the next 2 weeks and come out in the Super Bowl playing against a defense that isn't the San Francisco 49ers, but a defense that is hungry. With the Patrick Mahomes on the other side of the ball, they're going to have to put up, I think, at least 30 points to win the game.
And to be fair, in that game, RG, and you know this, once Purdy was out and then Josh Johnson got hurt and then Purdy was back in, Sirianni knew he didn't have to throw the ball. All he had to do was kill clock. That's all he tried to do. They ran 45 times. I mean, Purdy literally couldn't throw. Your daughter could throw better. So, I mean, he didn't have to go down and score points. They just wanted to run the ball, kill clock, and that's all that was necessary at that point.
Yeah, and I look at it this way too. Chris Jones, the D tackle for the Chiefs, he didn't have a sack going into that game against the Bengals in his playoff career. Came away with two sacks. And he said something after the game that they purposely didn't show things to the Bengals in Week 13 when they played them because they knew they were probably going to see him again in the playoffs. So they moved him around to kind of catch them off guard. I think that might be a little bit of what Philly was doing in that game. They knew, listen, it's going to be tough sledding for the 49ers to come back. They can't throw the ball. And, you know, we got all these guys on the interior. We're loading the box because they're not going to run it either. So maybe they had in the back of their head, you know, let's save a couple of these third down plays. Let's save a couple of these big shot plays that we have for the Super Bowl because there's no need for us to show them against the number one defense when their offense can't score points.
Hey, Robert, remember a few years ago when people were questioning Devontae Smith and his physical traits and were like, I don't know, man, this guy's really skinny. I don't know if he'll be able to hold up to the punishment of the NFL. Well, A.J. Brown gets most of the headlines there, but what Devontae Smith did this year for Jalen Hurts in that offense, I mean, he had almost 100 catches there. He was a pretty dependable guy in that offense. I mean, when you get close to 100 catches, you're doing something right. It doesn't look like The fact that he weighs about 170 pounds really deterred him.
I mean, Hurts has two number one receivers.
Yeah.
There you go. Listen, now you're speaking my language. I talked about this last week with just the skill sets of the guys, the last four teams, and how many playmakers that they have. And the Eagles in particular, two number one wide receivers, a number one tight end, and they got a running back in Miles Sanders who can really go. And obviously you see Gainwell play well. You see Boston Scott play well at times. But for Devontae Smith, I just look at him, and he's another example of why you shouldn't typecast guys. All the comparisons for him coming out were DeSean Jackson. Why? Because they're both skinny. Devontae Smith is a true number one wide receiver who really wins because he's such a route technician. He just so happens to be one of the fastest guys in the league as well. So him, you look at a guy like Brock Purdy who played extremely well, you know, over the course of six, seven games. Scouts get it wrong. At the end of the day, these guys are continuing to go out and prove that the traditional height, weight, and speed measurements of football players that scouts like to lean on, they don't apply to everybody. Devontae Smith has proven all of his doubters wrong.
Robert, one of the things that came out of both games, really, was the lopsided penalty numbers and the officiating. And the officiating is really getting killed, certainly, by the sports media. You know, I thought with the 49ers, a lot of those calls were legitimate, those pass interference and defensive holding calls. But the overall numbers were lopsided to the home team. So Philly didn't have a lot of penalties called, and neither did Kansas City. I don't know how you feel about that roughing the passer. I mean, you're a quarterback, so I thought it was a good call. But overall, the officiating was in question. Was that the same feeling you had for both games?
Yeah. Yeah, the officiating was questionable. I just look at it this way. That last play on Mahomes, that's a late hit, right? Was it a malicious push, like he was really trying to push him into the bench or something? No, but it was a late hit. You don't touch the quarterback that late. And I echoed that on Twitter because I understood how people felt about some of the officiating. You know, some guys believe, and this is players, you know, talking to me, they believe guys shouldn't be playing it out in the playoffs. It's going to be rough and physical. But there are some calls I saw. There's one pass interference. I'm like, that's clearly pass interference. Mm-hmm. You can't grab a guy by the hip, pull him away from the football as you're going for the ball. You could say, hey, that happens all the time, and it doesn't get called, and that might be true. But it's the pass interference. But I would say, can you guys ever remember a time when people loved the officiating? I mean, yeah. I don't think there's ever been a time where we're like, man, the officiating was great in that game. It's never that way, but I can understand why people are upset because it was lopsided. And that's something that the NFL is going to have to continue to examine. Look, all these officials have favorite teams and places where they grew up. I don't know how they officiate a game fairly. But right now it's definitely a massive problem, not just in the NFL, but also in the NBA.
So what do you think, getting back to the Niners, Purdy's got a torn UCL. Now, they say he's going to be out 6 months. I can't imagine it's only going to be 6 months. I think it's going to be closer to nine. But that's just my opinion, not a doctor. They've got Trey Lance, who, of course, missed the whole year. Garoppolo's going to be gone. Do you think that Kyle Shanahan's going to go into next season with Trey Lance, or is he going to go out and try and make a big splash and try and acquire one of the big dogs? What's your gut on that?
My gut is that if they can get Tom Brady, I think they will try. I don't know what Tom Brady wants to do, whether he wants to retire or play until he makes that decision. You know, everybody up at all these networks are going to be talking about him nonstop until they hear a yes or a no from him. But if Brady's off the table, I think this is actually the perfect opportunity for the 49ers to truly vet it out and see what they have at Trey Lance. You got to let Jimmy G go because now you've got a lot of picks, a lot of money invested into Trey Lance, and you have Brock Purdy there. So if he's going to be out, just say it's 6 months. That means he's probably not throwing a football and ready to come back in August. So that gives Trey Lance the entire offseason to work through the kinks, show that he can be the guy, and then he probably gets the first half of the season next year to prove that he's the man. And if you're the 49ers, that's actually a good thing for you because if Brock Purdy took you to the Super Bowl, there is no open competition the next year. It's his team. And some people might even say it's still his team. But with him being out, it gives your second overall pick, or whatever pick Trey Lance was, to go out there and prove that he can be the guy and stay healthy. And then you've got two great quarterbacks, or should I say two quarterbacks that you know can get the job done for you on the offensive side of the ball. But right now, that's really the best-case scenario for them, and it might actually help them financially.
Shifting to another big story, Sean Payton's going to take over as the head coach in Denver. Russell Wilson coming off a year where he struggled. How do you see that marriage working out?
Yeah, I actually think they're going to do better than people expect. You know, for some odd reason, Russell Wilson, you know, got the worst of everybody this season. You know, he didn't play very well, but it seemed like there were some certain members of the media that turned against him that may have been waiting for his downfall, have been praying on his downfall a little bit. So I'm excited for Russell to kind of go out there and reestablish himself. And if there was a coach to get it done, it is Sean Payton. I listened to him, you know, speak recently. I think it was during the season, and someone asked him, hey, what would you do to fix Russell Wilson? And this man gave a description that any quarterback would love. It's like whenever you're struggling, you want the coach to go look at your greatest hits, right? Go look at, hey, let's look at his touchdown passes over 30 yards. Let's go look at his red zone touchdowns and see what he does well, what concepts does he see well, and historically has he performed well with. And Sean Payton broke that down, and I think that's what he's going to do for Russell. He's going to go in and he's going to say, all right, Russell's not Drew Brees. He's not Taysom Hill. He's not Jabbo, you know, I'm talking about Jameis Winston.
Right.
He's a different breed of quarterback. What can I do in my system to help put some movement in, to help give him some easy throws and take the burden off of him and allow him to throw those beautiful moon balls that he does down the field that he's been so epic at for his entire career? How can I put that into place? And I think that's what Sean Payton's going to do. They've got the weapons to make it happen. I think the Broncos will be a lot better next year than people think they will be just in year one.
Yeah. Robert, one of the topics we've had here on the show in the last couple of days is Ron Rivera. I'm not sure if you know this, but he's going to go out and he's playing in the AT&T Pro-Am at Pebble Beach. Okay? So he's out there in Pebble. He's got a house out there. He's going to go play golf at Pebble. And there are some critics that say he shouldn't be doing that, that he should be focusing on whoever his offensive coordinator is supposed to be. Now, maybe he already knows who it is, and it's going to be an in-house guy. Who knows? But
Senior Bowl this week,
he's too. Also not at the Senior Bowl. Now, he was at the Senior Bowl last year, not going to be there this year, where he can scout out the seniors. Do you have a problem with Ron Rivera going out and playing golf at Pebble and not interviewing more candidates for the OC? I don't think it's as big of a deal as some people do, because you can still interview guys from wherever you are in the world. But do you think that's a big deal that he's playing Pebble, not naming an offensive coordinator yet, and not going to the Senior Bowl?
Well, let me put it this way. When players are in their off season and they go on vacation, do sometimes fans get mad at them because they're on vacation and they're not working out, even if they've been working out for the past 9 months?
Right.
Yeah, fans get mad. So what this comes down to, guys, is optics. The optics don't look good. You know, you go and play golf. You're not at the Senior Bowl. No one knows who the coordinator is going to be, and they think that you're just not focused on it. So the optics don't look great for Coach Rivera there. But he does have the right to live his life and go about doing the things that make him happy. And if not being at the Senior Bowl and not having an OC make him happy and he wants to go play golf, let him go play golf. You know, I've got no problem with it. But I think we all can agree that this is do or die year. This is make or break for Coach Ron Rivera in D.C., especially with the way the Giants played in year one, you know, how the Eagles have turned their thing back around and gotten to the Super Bowl in a couple of years. There's no more, hey, we need time to build. You got to get it done now.
That's Robert Griffin III. He's delivered by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, your 15-time Angie Super Service Award winners. Planning an upcoming move, do what Grant, Danny, Drab T-Shirt, and your boy JP did. Call Metropolitan Moving and Storage at 301-279-0090.
Hey, Robert, real quick, who do you like in the bowl?
I'm still contemplating, guys. Still contemplating. I can't make that prediction quite yet.
All right.
It's going to be a great one, though. I think it's you got the best player in the league versus the best team in the league.
All right.
All right, thank you, Robert.
Thanks, travel safe. We'll talk to you hopefully next week.
Congrats again, buddy.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. God bless.
All right. By the way, I was wrong. Ron was not at the Senior Bowl last year. It was 2 years ago. He was at the birthday party last year, so he's missed the Senior Bowl two straight years.
Right. Yeah, but he's got Marty Herney there, and to defend him, I think four coaches from his staff are there.
I was incorrect.
Including Ryan Kerrigan. All right, got to take a break. We have some breaking sports news here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, we just had RG3 on. And during the course of the interview, we were talking about the San Francisco 49ers and what they might do at quarterback. And in the conversation, and it's been bandied about, it was, well, you've got Purdy's hurt, got Trey Lance, he's hurt, Jimmy G's going to move on via free agency. What about bringing in Tom Brady?
Well, we just talked to Robert about that, and he goes, yeah, that's, unless he can do that, but, I guess I'm not surprised. Eric, I know you're surprised because he can still play, but
I'm a little surprised. Yeah. I'm not shocked.
I thought there was only a couple spots that he would consider.
Yeah, here's what Tom Brady said this morning. He posted this on Instagram not that long ago. Here's Tom Brady.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
And there it is. Tom Brady retires, 45 years old, 23 seasons in the NFL. He passed for 89,214 yards, 649 touchdowns. But the biggest thing is, he made it to 10 Super Bowls and won seven of them. He's got seven rings.
I mean, how many Super Bowls have there been at this point? 56?
This will be 57.
This is 57 coming up, and he's been in 10 of those.
Correct.
I mean, that's his lasting legacy. I mean, it's amazing. It's probably never going to be equaled.
Well, probably not.
That's one more option off the table for teams that need quarterbacks. Because the speculation was that Tom Brady might be looking with the Raiders because he's obviously knows McDaniels, the Niners because that's where he's from. He was a Niner fan growing up, but those are two other teams that are still possibly looking.
And in other words,
and the Buccaneers are now looking.
Yeah, right. And you knew they were going to be looking. Yes.
And so, and those are other teams that guys like Carr mm-hmm. and whoever else you got your eyes on would be more willing and more likely to go to
right.
than this dumpster.
So their value
fire.
Goes up too now with right. Brady not being part of the picture. A guy like Carr is more valuable. Jimmy right. Garoppolo more valuable because there's less
You're
good
Jimmy
quarterbacks
G.
on the market.
Why would you come here when you could go maybe to Tampa or any of these other spots?
Right.
So.
I don't know that I'd want to touch Tampa. They seem like they're in a downward spiral right now.
I mean, if they're at full health, I'd like throwing the ball to Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, if those guys are healthy.
They're old and slow. And I think that's what Tom Brady faced this year. I know at some point in the season, I didn't see the final numbers. There was a super geeky stat about separation, mm-hmm. wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, separation throws, and they were dead last.
Right.
Which tells you that they were old and slow. And so Tom Brady had to thread more needles.
I don't think Godwin's fully back from his injury. I mean, Godwin's not old. Isn't he like 25 or 26 years old?
He's not that old.
Like, you just need to give him a little more time to get back to what he was pre-ACL tear. I think that's – Evans might be a little bit getting long in the tooth because he's been there longer. There were chemistry issues between him and Brady this year. But yeah, now like a quarterback spot that's already starved for talent is down Tom Brady in the offseason. So
must they believe in Blaine Gabbert?
Best of luck to you teams looking
or
for
Kyle
quarterbacks
Trask.
Finding one now with Brady off the market.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, so look, Brady, by the way, retires.
There's a handful of teams that need quarterbacks. Now some of those teams are going to address it in the draft,
right.
But they're all go. You know, there's teams that are going to address it in free agency or trades.
So Brady retires, and I don't think this is a big controversy, but he's going to slide in to be the number one color commentator for Fox, and people have been hyping up.
He just knocked down Greg Olson.
People have been hyping up Greg Olson. Like, I think he's fine, but like a lot of people are like, Greg Olson's amazing at this. It seems like all the love that there was for Tony Romo a few mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah,
now everybody hates Tony Romo. They think he's a hack, and they now like Greg Olson. And now Tom Brady's just going to get the gig because he's Tom Brady, and nobody has any idea if he's going to be any good at it.
He could be Joe Montana. Terrible.
Yeah.
He could be a big, giant dud.
Joe Montana,
and isn't he
terrible.
Making like 30 or 35 million a year?
It's an outrageous sum of money. Yeah,
it's 35.
It's craziness.
Yeah. I'm just a little bit surprised, I think, mostly because I thought Tom, you know, by and large, with all things, you know, what did he throw for 5,500 yards? I mean, clearly he could still play. And he got rid of the ball and chain. So he donked off his marriage for a four-month run. That doesn't even make sense to me. Maybe the marriage was already just a disaster.
Just coincidence. That was just a coincidence, I think.
But, I mean, certainly playing. If he didn't play, he would have had a better shot at staying in his marriage.
Look, even Tom Brady's sick of working. He's 45 years old.
Yeah, but he's jumping right into another job.
Yeah, and he's got his TB12. Yeah, he's got a million things going on.
But that's hardly work. Like, the TV gig is going to be so easy compared to what he had to go through to prepare.
He might just want to start eating some pizza. He's sick of living the TB12 life. And he wants to just live a little. Yeah, I saw last weekend he had like a Miami pizza over or whatever. He was hanging out with David Beckham and had all these chefs from a Miami pizza place over there. He wants to start eating some pizza.
I don't see him changing that much. I think he's a health nut for life.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating. But I just think that the mental grind of a season where you struggle and don't finish above 500. Yeah, I think he had his first ever in 23 seasons, his first ever 3-game losing streak.
I'm a little surprised.
Yeah. He's not like he doesn't want to grind to be eh. He wants to grind if he has a chance to win a Super Bowl, and he was able to thread the needle in season one with the Tampa Bay Bucks. He found a team. And they won the Super Bowl. But you know how hard that is? Like, even if you went to the Niners, right? It's like, oh, this Niners team is loaded just like the Buccaneers. When I join them, I'm healthy enough. We can win a Super Bowl. And then Trent Williams goes down. It's so hard to be able to do it.
But you're still competing. You're still enjoying it. I mean, obviously.
I don't think he enjoyed this season. And a lot of people around him said that he didn't look like he was enjoying
it. He wants to hang out with his new young strange that we saw.
He's got so much time for that. Like,
I mean, that's alleged, by the way. Well, there are a lot of people who've debunked that new because she's married.
But do you think he's not tagging a young strange?
I'm sure he can.
Of course.
Can.
I don't know.
Is.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a dumb hypothetical.
Okay,
you're
I love hypos.
NFL GM, right?
Yeah.
And it's the all-time NFL draft, right? You can select any player in history. You have the first pick. Are you selecting Tom Brady?
No, I'd take Mahomes over him.
I would take.
I don't think Tom Brady. I don't think Tom Brady.
Knowing what I know now,
I don't think Tom Brady, if he lined up all the quarterbacks, was the best quarterback of all time, other than accomplishments. He is the most accomplished with the Super Bowls, but in I'm a Peyton Manning mark.
You are,
but year by year, if you looked at Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady at the time, Tom Brady didn't win as many MVPs as Peyton Manning. Manning was
MVPs
more dominant.
Well, Super Bowl rings matter.
You're right, but it's a team game.
Like I think Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, the first
talented.
Couple Super Bowls. What did the Patriots win because of Tom Brady, or did they win because they had Bill Belichick and an amazing defense?
I'm going to take the guy who.
He definitely made some plays. I mean,
sure,
he made some plays in those games. You got to give him
plays.
You got to give him, and you got to give him credit for getting there.
But I didn't even take my guy. I'll take Patrick Mahomes number one.
But I don't understand. What's the question again?
That's fantasy. I'm trying to get you thinking. Is Tom Brady the like?
He's
the
not
most
the most talented,
talented
quarterback of all time. No,
but most
guys
accomplished.
Like Dan Marino. I mean, some would argue more talented.
Yeah, I mean it's tough to argue.
Do you want the most accomplished or most talented?
But JP's right. He stumbled into like four Super Bowls.
Should have lost to the Seahawks.
The Rams ones early on.
Shanahan donked off.
The Patriots found the recipe to get to the Super Bowl, and when you get to the Super Bowl, anything can happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, he still has to play 16 games.
He had a great kicker.
He was a great player.
He could lose the Super Bowl just because kicker.
You're not lucky when you win seven.
You're going to tribute Tom Brady. No.
He's great.
All lucky, but
who's your number
lucky.
One? Is he your number one pick? If using Drab's thing.
If I can replicate that success or have a good shot at it, I'm taking Brady.
Yeah,
sure.
That's the whole point. It's a magic formula that they kind of stumbled into. It wasn't just Tom.
No, a great team, of course.
And I think Mahomes
a big part of it, but just saying, they found the recipe.
But what if Mahomes loses next week and Mahomes has lost two of three? I mean, is he talented? Of course. But is he going to win seven or eight? Doubt it.
Right, because it takes a miracle for all those pieces to come together.
Mm-hmm. Your division has to suck.
You still need Adam Vinatieri.
You got to have a brilliant coach. Now, I guess I think Andy Reid's probably brilliant. But you got to have a brilliant coach. You got to have the right pieces, brilliant quarterback. And everybody has to
facing a dog coordinator in Kyle Shanahan who somehow blows a monster lead because he was still throwing the ball.
Correct.
Now, Brady put up unbelievable numbers in that game and had an amazing comeback. But if Kyle Shanahan, with that lead, had just decided we're going to milk the clock and run the football.
If he runs that ball there instead of Matt Ryan getting sacked and losing 10 yards.
The math makes it impossible for Tom Brady to win that game.
You got to secretly record the other team's practices. Deflate the football.
Oh, my God. You're going to bring Spygate and Deflategate into it?
It's definitely part of the story.
But that said, Brady's longevity, that he was able to play all the way to 45.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
might be a year younger, or maybe 2 years younger than Peyton Manning, but they basically played at the same time. Peyton's already been inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Well, they should skip the 5-year thing. They should automatically.
Well, that was the other thing is that Brady really, besides that 1 year, really avoided any serious injuries.
For sure.
Yeah. So he was very fortunate there. But that's because he gets rid of the ball quick, too. He was just a mastermind on the field.
But he's just lucky that Drew Bledsoe got pwned in that game against the Steelers way back in the day.
I just think that like winning Super Bowls, it's so...
Things happen for a reason, Kick.
Yep. It's so sort of like the stars have to align.
Sure.
That's why all these coaches that have won Super Bowls, I don't believe have ever gone anywhere else and won a Super Bowl. Now, Brady won, and there have been some players that go on and win in different places, but coaches generally don't.
Do you know Ndamukong Suh's on his third team?
This
Super
season?
Bowl?
Oh, Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
No, he's a stud.
Yeah.
Players do it.
Players do it. Quarterbacks have done it. But the stars have to align to win an effing Super Bowl. Everything has to kind of go right.
Was Ndamukong Suh just walking the street and the Philly just signed
right. Commanders ran all over Philly.
They exploited their weakness and they fixed it. They plugged the hole right away.
Nice signing.
Yeah.
He flashed in the NFC title game.
Hey, Commanders should get an assist. Maybe they need a Super Bowl ring for that.
But if you had to say your most talented quarterbacks of all time, Marino, Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, I might put those
Joe Montana?
Well, no, I mean, he's the most talented.
He wasn't the most talented.
System guy.
Small guy, didn't like have a strong arm.
He was more like a Brady type of guy.
I mean, Favre had a cannon.
Yeah.
Favre had a freaking cannon.
But he threw so many.
And I'd throw Dan Marino.
Marino, but
you just said talent. Like, Favre, Donkhead a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say Steve Young because he can run like crazy.
I might put Steve Young.
But I mean, if you want to go, keep going down, Mike Vick. In terms of talent,
was as talented as I've ever seen. No, he's a passer. He wasn't as good a passer.
He had a great arm.
Doesn't matter. He could throw 150 yards, but he wasn't a great passer.
Hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah. No, he's not anywhere in the conversation. Marino, Mahomes, Rodgers. Who'd you say? You said somebody else.
Favre.
No, I didn't like that one.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Yeah, and Peyton.
EB doesn't like the first one.
John Unitas.
Yeah, I put Peyton in the smartest quarterback of all
Sammy
time.
Sammy Ball. Yeah. Old schoolers love to bring out Sammy Ball.
Well, end of an era, and it could be the end of an era for Aaron Rodgers. Like, what if Aaron Rodgers surprises everybody? All this talk about
Aaron Rodgers, does he
have $60 million coming to him? He's not retired. He's not walking away from that.
He's got 2 years at $50-some million. I don't think he's walking away from that bonanza.
Probably not, but. He's weird enough.
He is weird enough. If he walks away from like $120 million, he's the dumbest guy on the planet. You come back and play those 2 years. You bank that money.
So Tom Brady finally announces retirement. He says it's for good.
If you want to chime in, 800-636. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I just wanted to goof on Rex Ryan a little bit. Just looking back on the last 24 hours, Sean Payton has been hired in Denver, and Tom Brady is retired. But let's listen to Rex Ryan talk about what the Commanders fans might look forward to this offseason.
This is going to be a crazy one, but I'm telling you, watch the Washington Commanders in this. Huh? Look, because here's why. I know, but here's why. Randy, this is why I say it could happen. There's a strong possibility that there's going to be a change in ownership, all right? And when that happens, these owners aren't tied in to that coach. And to me, I can see a Sean Payton, Tom Brady. We talk about Miami. Well, it wasn't just the Miami contact and Brady. It was the Sean Payton. It was going to be that marriage of those two. So I could possibly see that. Down the road, if he doesn't sign with the Raiders immediately, I could see this as a possibility.
When you're talking new ownership,
we're going to beat the f*** out of you.
Well, we told you at the time that it was just kind of silly. It was. Yeah. I mean, anybody that took that seriously.
Well, maybe Brady decided to retire because Sean Payton signed with the Broncos, already have Russell Wilson.
I don't think so.
Anyway, I just think that's funny. But we're sitting here during the break still arguing of like who's talented.
I will say, what's talent? We are sleeping on Drew Brees. All right, maybe he's not 6'4 with a gun who can throw it 70 yards, but he was extremely talented.
Would you put, okay, I agree. Would you put him in your top five of all time? I don't know. It's a
most talented? Probably not. He's not a top five quarterback, but he's certainly
in the discussion. Top 10, maybe, top 15.
Yeah.
Certainly.
100%.
I think Drew Brees is incredible. Somebody also said John Elway.
Elway, 100%.
Elway is a freak. See, to me, I'm talking about freaks, and I'm not. And Jason and I were talking about. I don't mean just who has a big arm, like you said, Jeff George, or hell, the guy in Oakland, Jamarcus Russell. I mean, a lot of guys have big arms. That's not talent to me. Talent is there. It's arm.
It's a list of
it's
things.
Accuracy. It's smart. It's right.
Winning. It's clutchness. Leadership. It's clutchness.
Yeah. All those things. I think Brady had most of them. Most of them, but I think there's some that were just better.
If I was able to start a franchise. Kind of going back to Drab's question, all time,
and I get to pick any quarterback,
and
in
I get
their
to
prime.
Pick them in their prime.
Yeah,
it might be recency. I might take Mahomes.
Hard not to pick,
but
Mahomes.
The other guys that I would consider my top five would be Aaron Rodgers.
Yes,
because like just some of the throws and the ability that we
and
saw
he could
over
run
the years,
too.
Crazy talent.
He could, and the lack of interceptions. Like that's one thing that stands out about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like when you look at every season, he'd have three interceptions, five interceptions in a whole season. But I mean, I got to put my guy Peyton Manning. I'm a Marino Mark, and then your guy Steve Young. Like even more so than Montana,
Steve Young. For
like
sure.
Steve Young in his prime.
Yeah,
he was great.
Like he had the athletic ability to scramble, but he also threw dimes. Not like you just think about that one pass to Terrell Owens.
Yep,
it's covered.
Yeah, of course,
it's perfect.
He's a great quarterback. And probably should have had a chance. Or obviously, he was sitting behind, he was in Tampa, but then he was sitting behind, it was USFL, but he was sitting behind Montana for all those years. So if he had those other years and opportunities, he probably would have won more championships. But if you're just looking at talent, yes, he's certainly one of them.
But all
talent,
that said,
all-encompassing talent.
All that said, Tom Brady, the GOAT because of the accomplishments.
Yeah.
He's got seven Super Bowls.
Most accomplished.
Been to
but
10
he would probably
Super Bowls.
Be in the top five.
And number one all time in passing, and I was telling Jason during the break, you know, I've seen these specials on the NFL Network, and to his credit, Brady would meet with other quarterbacks in the offseason, particularly Peyton Manning, and he would lift some of their stuff. And so if you watch the first 10 years of Brady, he wasn't what he was really the last 13, 14 seasons, because he was more of a game manager, and then he became a guy who's basically calling plays at the line, changing up. He gets Randy Moss. He sets the record for touchdowns in a season, which ultimately Peyton then broke when he went to Denver. But like he became a prolific passer in the second half of his career.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about the great, like you said, you have to have all of those characteristics. Okay, you don't necessarily have to have the greatest arm, but you've got to have an arm, accuracy, smarts on the field, clutchness, be able to see the field.
Obviously
chemistry with your receivers, coachable, all of those things. The only thing that Brady couldn't do, for the most part, was run.
Yeah.
But
he could quarterback sneak. He's the best quarterback sneaker I've ever seen.
But he did move, like he was nimble enough in the pocket where he could buy that little extra
pocket
time. He's not going to rip off 10 or 15 yard runs.
I just have to do it. I'm going to give you and then we'll go to the calls. I'll give you my top five if I had a draft in the prime right now. I think it's largely agree with JP. Mahomes 1, Rodgers 2, Steve Young 3, Brady 4, but I'll put Montana 5 ahead of Peyton.
Montana gets some love.
I mean, Montana in his prime.
Stud.
You're not going to take Joe Montana in his prime.
Of course you're
going to
take him.
I mean, Joe Montana's prime or Peyton Manning is prime? Who'd you take? I mean, you can't lose. In their prime.
Based on their
accomplishments? You're starting a franchise. No, just overall.
I'm taking Manning.
You are. Over Montana.
Montana wasn't a number one pick.
But you're saying...
In their prime.
But you're only saying that based on the accomplishments. I'm just talking about as a...
Is that passer?
Coming out of college.
No, I'm saying at the prime, 27 years old.
Yeah, I'd say I would take Peyton, but it would be close.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Zach.
But I would also...
You put Peyton on those Niners teams... They still win 4 Super Bowls, in my opinion. You give Peyton, Jerry Rice, and everything that he
Some
had.
Some of those wobblers might not have gotten there,
Come
though.
On.
Go to Zach. Zach, what's up?
Good morning, guys. I'm freaking shaking in my car right now listening to how this is being twisted. JP is so happy right now because he gets like one last unexpected chance to give Manning more shine.
Uh-huh.
He's just like sitting there just with a grin on his face.
Right.
You guys are missing the point. So it's going between most accomplished and most talented. That's not the verbiage to use. Who was the best? It was absolutely Brady. And this is, I can already see how this is also being twisted. Like, oh, Brady was so smart. He was so cerebral, etc. He had a rope between like 2008 and 2015, especially during some of those duels at Mile High with Manning before his neck issue. Manning couldn't throw to the elements. Brady had a rope. Don't freaking forget that.
Manning
forget
had a winning record over him.
One person not.
Didn't Manning have
Tom's
a winning record
arm.
Over him when he was in Denver?
At that point, better defense. But between the elements at Foxborough, Gillette, you know, what have you, also at Mile High. Just, I mean, also the second half versus the Seahawks, right? Two clutch touchdown drives. Forget about that Marshawn Lynch should have run it stuff. I mean, that was an amazing comeback for Brady and team. That was all Brady. And 26-3, I mean, some of the best quarterbacking that, I don't care if it's Mahomes or anyone else, that's never going to be replicated. How clutch they were.
Like, all right, so hold on. So I understand. Zach, so if you had to pick a quarterback, all these quarterbacks at age 27, Tom Brady's, you're picking him over Mahomes and all those other guys.
I would say Brady in terms of his physical prime, let's say 31, 31, 32, he's not as far off from, I'm not saying running and stuff like that,
yeah.
But in terms of his overall skill set, we're already starting to forget how physically talented he was, not just the brain stuff. So, yes, Brady, every day, all day, all
I would
long.
Just knock him for not having the wheels. It's just an extra element to the game that he didn't have. That's all.
It, yeah, it no, didn't
but,
matter.
But you didn't need that back in the day. We're only seeing that in the last few years.
Right. Well, I'm starting my team today.
Yeah, I understand. But like he's saying, it's also about
so would you take,
being the best would you at take, what you do in all of those categories.
I understand. So you would take – hold on.
But boys, again, don't start this conversation about, you know, Brady not being physically gifted for a, you know, in his
he's
physical
a gifted
prime.
Passer, 100%, yeah. A brilliant passer, a brilliant passer.
I would take
that's not good enough. He's a brilliant passer of the football.
Does a great job dumping it off to his
he
running backs.
More than that,
I think he's a brilliant passer. Obviously, he's a brilliant guy. I'm just knocking him a little bit for not having wheels. I think
I get you.
Well,
I gotta
Dan
go.
Reader
hey,
didn't
you,
have
go
wheels.
Watch the Manning YouTubes today. Enjoy.
All right, thank you. What'd you say?
Okay. Wait, I said Dan Reader didn't have
enjoy
wheels.
Your trip back to Boston.
I know. I didn't have Marino in my top five.
I'm just saying, but he was
guys
he's
with
on the list
a little bit higher. I've got given a little bit of prep, and believe me, I don't know. It's weird. That's a complete package.
I would actually say if Mahomes wins the Super Bowl this year, that I would put Mahomes' accomplishments over Brady's accomplishments because it's so much harder now.
Well, I think
Brady just beat up on the crappiest division of all time.
Well, also,
but he won Super Bowls.
Outside of Randy Moss, he never had like a collection of elite receivers to throw the ball to. He did it with, okay, he did have Gronk and Aaron Hernandez when those guys were in their prime, but I mean, he was throwing the ball to like Troy Brown.
You don't think Edelman was a top receiver or
no.
Wes Welker?
I think he was a limited slot receiver.
I got to go around the room because everyone's opinions are so varied.
And let me just tell that previous caller in the AFC Championship. AFC Championship, Manning 3-1 against
Can't
Tom Brady. Manning.
I know. Can I just start over? I'm going to go around the room. Everybody, just give your answer. No rationale, just your answer. All these guys are 27. I consider 27 your prime. All of these guys are 27 years old. You have to
draft an all-time
quarterback, the first one. Who are you taking at 27 years old?
Based on what?
Based on
anything.
Who they are as a player.
You're the GM.
Okay, but hold on.
You want.
Based
you have
on
one, you have one. You have
I already answered.
Yeah, but
I answered.
But you can't ignore
Patrick Mahomes.
You can't ignore the accomplishments when you're answering that question.
I'm not ignoring their accomplishments. Their accomplishments are what they are.
You're
but
building
I,
your
you
team.
You don't get 10 Super Bowl appearances.
You're
just
building
so
your all-time
great.
Team. Who are you starting with?
You're starting a team from scratch at 27, and you have their skill set.
Yeah.
Who are you drafting at 27 with their skill set? I'm with JP. I'm going Mahomes 1.
Taking the skinny guy that doesn't eat nightshades.
All right, Cakes is taking Brady. All right, he's taking Brady 1 over Mahomes.
Yep.
To start his team. Good luck.
He is 1-0, by the way.
It's just hard to ignore what he's done. So I would say Brady, but Elway would be a close second.
All right, who are you taking?
I'm taking the big forehead Peyton Manning.
Love him. All right, and who are you taking? 27 is his prime.
Flacco.
Don't be a coward.
I'm thinking.
Say Lamar.
Peyton.
You're
You're taking Peyton.
Peyton. Wow. You guys are in lockstep over there.
Two Peytons. I like it. Brady. Two Mahomes and two Bradys.
Silly.
Pretty good trio.
Pretty good.
All
right, coming up next, we're going to tackle why the junkies were getting attacked on social media.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.